I'm excited to be here because I love to be right where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. And I want to challenge you to live your life that way. There ain't nothing like it. The most exciting life you'll ever live is for Jesus. I grew up Methodist. You know, I just spoke. I had the privilege. People, I preach at every church that there is. I preach in churches that don't believe in women preachers, but I don't bring it up. But they invite me, so I figured they noticed, but you know. And I just preached at an incredible, down at the oceanfront, incredible Methodist church. The glory fell in the house. But my point was, I said that I would never go to the church, because I grew up Methodist, on the other side of the town, the Holy Roller Church. And that's exactly where I went. Don't ever say no. You'll never do something. If whatever you say you'll never do, you're going to do. Said I'll never go to the Holy Roller Church because I would make fun of them, the Holy Rollers. You know, they were at the bottom of the hill. My grandma lived on top of the hill. And we would hear, they would have their windows up at night, and they would be having revival. And we would laugh and say, man, those Holy Rollers were really rolling last night. Well, I went. What I said I would never do. I went in the church, and something amazing happened. I became the biggest Holy Roller that church ever had. I'm not kidding. It was crazy, and it's just getting crazier. At the age of 17, I got saved. At 16, my boyfriend got saved, and I broke up with him because I refused to date a Jesus freak. And I said, you know, I grew up watching my grandma read the Bible, and I said, I'm going to do all that. When I'm going to read my Bible when I'm a grandma, but I am going to live an exciting life. This is my whole point. An exciting life, because I'm going to enjoy my life. Can I tell you today, there's nothing more exciting than living for Jesus. Come on. And part of that is you submitting to the process to be where you're supposed to be when you are supposed to be there. Amen. So come on, I believe in giving honor where honor's due. Let's give a great big God bless you to Pastor Matt and Pastor Lori. Woo, woo, woo. And I just want to say this. You know, the Bible says that Jesus knew their thoughts. Some of you getting nervous. Jesus knew their thoughts. I want to say this because I heard this. I don't know if somebody had the thought or somebody said it out of their mouth, but I just want to obey the Lord. God has brought Sky Stewart as the youth pastor for this season in the church, this house. I heard somebody say it's because she's the pastor's daughter. I'm here to announce it ain't because she's the pastor's daughter. She's here because the Father has sent her as the youth pastor. Come on, let's give it up. But I also heard the Lord say that it's a season. It's a season that you're in this place as the youth pastor. But greater's coming. And just as you've transitioned, it was an easy transition into this position. Whenever the change of season for the next position, it's not going to be as comfortable for you. But that's when we grow the most. So greater's coming. This is like second nature to you. It's just who you are. And you're going to be growing and growing. But girl, you ain't seen nothing yet. And there's another position coming in another season. Come on, let's give it up for the woman of God. If you would come up here, just because I can't see too good with the lights on. I like to see people. I like to prophesy in the light. You know what I'm saying? William, lift your hands, brother. Just, you can stay right there. You're close enough, but you can come on up if you want. William, I swear, it looks like a stick up. Sorry. You can put him down. You can hold him up. You can run around. You can do whatever. But the Lord said to me, see, I don't know anything about you. This is the first time I've ever seen your face when I looked up there. So I don't know if you're visiting and you're walking through the house today. But let me just tell you what the Lord said to me. Is that okay? The Lord told me that he's brought you here to take this team to a whole nother place. And he's brought you here for now to take them to another place. And a part of that is two instructions to fulfill that. And number one, and it's not that you haven't been, it's just of whom much is given, much is required. So you've now shifted into a season in your life where God's requiring more. And he's requiring more of you in your secret place. It's just like a 4-cylinder car doesn't take as much gas as an 8-cylinder. So when you change your car, you gotta have more gas in the tank. And God's calling you to a deeper place in your prayer time. He's calling you to dive to a deeper depth so you can go to a higher place. And it's not going to be no more little fluffy stuff. You're not about fluffy stuff, but this is just what I say, how I'm describing what I see. It's like serious time to go deep. Because the deeper we go, the higher we can go. And then, so that's first instruction. And the second instruction is you just got to be yourself. I see you trying to fit in somebody's box. You are just like me, brother. You ain't never going to fit in nobody's box, so just let it rip. We give you permission to be yourself. We give you permission to do you. Because when you are yourself, that's when you're anointed, and God has put you and positioned you to be yourself. So don't be trying to figure out how the box works, because the box ain't for you. Kick the box and keep it moving. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise today. Whew, if that don't make sense, you don't have to have me back, but hopefully that makes a lot of sense. God is so good. God is so good. Father, we thank you today. I thank you for this incredible church and all that you're doing here at Harvest and all that you're doing in Chesapeake. God, we just thank you for Pastor Matt and Lori and their family and what you're doing in the house. And God, we pray today that the word of God would fall on good ground and produce fruit in our hearts and our lives. God, let us be ready to hear, ready to obey, and walk in immediate obedience in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Today is our 22nd annual Mother's Day celebration. If you've been in this community for any amount of time, you know about the Joy Ministries Mother's Day celebration. We have 1,300 dinner guests registered, single moms, widows, and their children, and military wives whose husbands are deployed. They're going to be at the Marriott. Everybody's down there. My team got there this morning about 7 o'clock, and I will be leaving from this service to go down there and bring the word of God to the women. Pray for us, for souls to be saved, lives to be changed. And I want to give you one prayer assignment. I feel of the Lord to say this because I need prayer power behind this. Has anyone ever heard of a rapper by the name of, my name goes blank. Not Jay-Z, it's the other one. Snoop Dogg. Anybody know Snoop Dogg, okay? Listen, I'm believing for him to be radically saved. And I'm going to be meeting with him in L.A. very soon. And I say that because the Lord told me to tell you to pray. So God has really done a lot of things. We're on CBS in L.A. And God has brought in lots of connections. I don't mess around. If you know me, I don't play around. I'm believing for him to get radically saved. He believes in God. Now listen, he was raised by a single mom and his mom just died. And God said, now's the time, Danette. I'm going to go right on in there. And I'm just believing God for him to be radically saved, speaking in tongues. I want him to be the holy roller like I was. Come on, people. How many of you believe that now's the time? We all have to do our assignment today. So keep it in prayer because it is cooking like right now. As soon as I fly out, as soon as I can fly out there, I'm waiting on God's divine appointed time, but it's going to be this summer. So pray. Today I want to talk to you about a message that God put on my heart for you. Say, shake it off. I believe that what God is saying to you today is shake it off. There's so many things in life that try to attach themselves to us. There's so many things in life that try to hinder us and hold us down. Maybe today you've been through disappointments and God is saying, shake it off. You know, when we come up against disappointments, what we've got to do is get reappointed, right? So we thought we were going in one way, but then it didn't work out the way that we had thought it would, right? So we have to get reappointed. And when you get stuck in the place of disappointment, you've got to learn to shake it off, because if you don't shake off the disappointment, you'll never get reappointed. Say, shake it off. We've got to shake off fear and anxiety and doubt. Some of you, you're plagued in your mind with doubt, and God says, I want you to shake it off because I want you to be free to run. All of these things weigh us down. And when you have things that are weighing you down, they're hindering you from going all the way. Say, shake it off. Shake off rejection. If you haven't gotten my book, Don't Quit in the Pit, you need to get it. It's the first book I ever did, and we did a re-release a year ago. You need to get that book. It talks about my testimony, about shaking things off and not getting stuck in the place of rejection. My dad left when I was a little girl, and I had a root of rejection. And then when I was 9 months pregnant, 5 days before I delivered my daughter, my husband announced that he was leaving. Talk about having to shake it off. Our reaction determines our destiny. And your reaction to things that we go through, because we will go through some stuff, right? Have you ever been through some stuff? You're going through stuff right now, right? We're always going through things. You got to learn to shake it off so you can run. So rejection, when we feel rejection, our reaction will determine our destiny. If you shake it off, you can just keep it moving. But if not, you can allow it to infect you. You can allow it to penetrate you. You can allow it to dominate your thinking. You can allow it to dominate your life. But we've got to shake it off. Say, shake it off. We have to shake off offense. Oh my gosh. You got to be offense proof. And we've got to shake off distractions. Can I tell you, the enemy always tries to get us in a downhill spiral. What he'll do is he will distract us. And then if we fall for the distraction, it doesn't take long before we get discouraged. Why? Because when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, it is so satisfying. Walking in the will of God, being right where you're supposed to be, there's nothing like it, is it? It's refreshing. But if the enemy can distract you, he'll get you bumped out of place. See, we're all judged according to our assignment. So the warfare against your life is really about your assignment. My assignment in this season, God is opening up things for me to witness to people in Hollywood big time. And it's been happening for years because these people need somebody that's real, that they can trust and they can tell their stuff to. And I'm not going to call TMZ. I don't even know what TMZ is. But they don't like them, right? So what we need to do is be focused. Fine-tune focus. Things that attach itself to you are all about distracting you from your assignment and from your purpose and killing your anointing. Like the young lady that shared on the worship team today. Those things weigh us down. But what God wants us to do is operate at maximum anointing, maximum flow, maximum. Amen? And so we can't be distracted. Shake off distractions. You get distracted. You're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. You're distracted. Then you get discouraged because you're in that place. And then you get discouraged, and then you get on a detour. You fall for something that's a detour, right? And then you're defeated. Then the enemy wins. It all started with a distraction. Can I tell you, we've got to be fine-tuned in our focus. And when you are fine-tuned in your focus, you will shake things off. Say, shake it off. Acts chapter 28, verse 1 to 3. It says, once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us, all because it was raining and cold, kind of like today, right? Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. There will be snakes, there will be vipers, there will be things that try to attach themselves to you and try to bite you at the time that you least expect it. Paul had just been through all kinds of stuff. He had been in prison. He was appealing it. He was going to see Caesar. He had been through a storm sailing to Rome. The boat broke up. They all thought they were going to die. The word of the Lord was, don't abandon ship. And he finally got on land. You would think the sun would be shining, but it's pouring down rain. It's cold. They light a fire to get warm, and a snake bites him. Most of us would be like, oh my God, I knew it. That's my sign. I should have never came here. We get all kinds of confirmations. No, sometimes when you're bitten, it's because you're right where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and the fire of God in you is causing the snakes to come out. Come on. But you got to get good. Say, you got to get good at shaking it off. False accusations. Has anybody ever had false accusations? You got to shake it off. See, it's your reaction to the distraction. You know, it really doesn't matter what they're saying. It really doesn't. Don't even waste your time and energy getting stuck in what they say. People say crazy stuff. You say crazy stuff. So I always say, this girl right here, she's a full-time job. So I'm going to focus on her. And I always say, don't let somebody else's issue be your issue. Why? Because you got enough of your own. I don't let it somebody's issue be my issue. Why? Because I'm a full-time job. Keeping this girl online, in line, straight up, that's a full-time job. Right? So we got to shake it off. So false accusations. People will notice things that they're not supposed to be noticing. They'll say things that they're not supposed to be saying. So you've got to what? Shake it off. Say, shake it off. Acts chapter 28, verse 5. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. Your reaction will determine your destiny. Paul was so determined and focused to fulfill the will of the Father. That's a lesson for us. He was determined. You know, I love the scripture that said for Jesus, they were trying to kill him. They were trying to throw him off the cliff. You know that scripture? They're trying to throw him off the cliff and the crowds all around him. And what did Jesus do? It says Jesus just walked right on through the crowd. I love that scripture because what we do is we look at what's going on around us. No, you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You just walk right on through the crowd. If God says you're going to Rome, baby, you're going to Rome. If God says you're going to Rome, you're going to Rome. Some of you, you've got promises. You've had instructions. And God says it hasn't changed. Yeah, there were some storms that God didn't tell you about those things. We don't know the fine print, you know what I'm saying? God doesn't tell you everything up front. Why? Because you would feel led to let somebody else do it. God, get Pastor Matt to do that. That I really know he's the one. People call all the time and say, Danette, why don't you do something for single dads? I said, well, we did. Not because we tried three times, not because God told me to do it, because everybody else called and told me to do it. So I tried it. They don't want to do nothing. They want to sit home and cook out on their grill and have their remote control. They don't want to go to the Marriott and have a dinner with a bunch of men. And I said, but you know what? Maybe God wants you to do something for the single dads. Right? Say, be focused. And Paul was focused. We got to shake it off and keep running. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance. If you weren't at the Ignite the Fire, I talked about running with perseverance. You've got to persevere. If you're ever going to penetrate the next level, you've got to learn to persevere. Persevere is continuing to do something in spite of difficulty, opposition, or pain. God is looking for people that will persevere to get to the next level. The children of Israel, they were in transition, coming out of Egypt, walking through the wilderness. They had to penetrate the next level to get over here, but they had to persevere, and they weren't too good at persevering because they just started going around the mountain in the wilderness. That's your reaction will determine your destiny. Some of you, you keep taking a U-turn. But your U-turn goes all the way around the mountain and around the mountain. And God says, no, I want you to go forward. I don't want you to go back. I don't want you to go around in circles. I want you to run with perseverance. Oh, it's easy to run, but with perseverance. See, you know, there's people, they run and then they stop and then they drink water. I can remember, you know, I used to go work out when I was in college, and we would go work out and then we'd stop at Pizza Hut on the way home. When you run with perseverance, you already know what God said. Some of you, God wants to revive what God already said to you. God's already told you, but you got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. You have no clue. You have no clue the things I've been through in these years, and I don't even tell how many years. You got to run with perseverance, the race that's marked out for you, and you'll get there. Say run and shake it off. Shake it off and run. God is just saying to me this morning and saying to me this week for the church here, that this church is in the season of repay and reward. And you know what happens is when you react the right way, because we go through stuff in life, your reaction determines your destiny. And God spoke to me this week that this church, Harvest Church, is now in its day of repay and reward for hard seasons, things that they went through, but they responded the right way. They kept going with perseverance. I believe that it's your day of repay and reward. I believe it is your day of repay and reward. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12 says, may the Lord repay you. See, do you know what unforgiveness is? Unforgiveness and bitterness, it's holding on to something because you want that person to repay you. Can I tell you, nobody can repay you for your hurts. Nobody can repay you for what you suffered being molested as a child. No one can repay you for what was stolen or the hurt, the pain. But God, oh my God, God repays with interest. Woo! You know what the word says? He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him. My daughter and I, we were the poor and the fatherless when we were taking care of the poor and the fatherless, and I didn't even know that scripture. But that's the story of my life. God has supernaturally blessed me because of doing the word. So it says here, may the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. God's about to repay you. Your reaction determines your destiny. If you determined that you're going to shake it off, there's great rewards. Can I tell you, God knows. We don't have to nurse it. We don't have to rehearse it. We just have to curse it. It's an important part that I put in my book, Don't Quit in the Pit. And I said, you know, because God would say these things to me. He'd say, Danette, number one, you're trying to have a pity party. I have my little baby, and my baby's screaming and crying, and I don't have diapers. None of my family's here. I went through really difficult years. It wasn't a month or two. Honey, it was years. But what we do, our reaction will determine our destiny. And then the Lord said to me, Danette, you can nurse it. You can rehearse it or you can curse it. And see, when God says you to something to you, you know exactly what he means. See, the pastor could say it and you're like, your friend can say it, your spouse can say it. But when God says it, end of conversation, right? God says, don't nurse it. Going around, oh my gosh, I have it so bad. I have such a rough time. Nobody's ever been through as much as I've been through. That's nursing it. Then rehearsing it. Yes, yeah. Can you believe what he did? Yes, yes. You're rehearsing on the phone, on your text, in your mind, you're rehearsing it. Don't nurse it. Don't rehearse it. Curse it. In the name of Jesus, I curse that offense. I curse that rejection. I curse that lie. And begin to declare the word and the promises. You want to get to your reward? Declare the promises. Everything that God has said to you, I'm telling you, this is a word of the Lord for you. You need to get out everything that God has said to you, and you need to begin to pray it and declare it over you, because this is your day of repay. What God just did on the outside of this building is very prophetic. It's very prophetic of the new day. It's very prophetic of the new season. It's very prophetic. And what he did on the outside, he wants to do on the inside of us to take us to a whole new level. Amen? It's your day of repay. Whew. You know, there is a place that we can live where things can't even attach themselves to us. Because, see, by the time you're bit by something, it's already penetrated your skin, right? It's already penetrated your heart. By the time that you get to the place where you need to shake it off, you need to shake off that offense, you need to shake off those words, you need to shake off what that person did, you've already been bit. But there's a place that we can stay by the glory and the power, all by Jesus, where things slide off, where we don't have to shake them off. Let's put my eggs up there. Okay, guys, these are my eggs. I love sunny side up eggs. Now, when I'm traveling, you just can't go find sunny side up eggs. So I like in the morning when I'm having my breakfast, it's great protein, it's low calorie, Weight Watchers. These are my 0 point foods for all of you Weight Watcher people. Whew, I love my 0 point foods. All of this, my sunny side up eggs. Now that right there is my frying pan. Well, that's not mine. It's a picture because I was telling them earlier, I'm not good at selfies. I tried it. Didn't work. But I have a frying pan that had Teflon all over it. And my eggs would just slide right out. Isn't it great? You just crack them in there. You just go, and then they just slide right out. But what I found out is life takes off the Teflon. The more I use that frying pan, the less Teflon is on that pan. They didn't tell me that when I bought it. I thought this was a lifelong Teflon pan. So my eggs wouldn't slide as much as they used to slide. So I'd take my fork and I'd go around the edges. And then I'd have to take a knife and go around the edges. And then they end up getting broke up. The longer that I had that pan, the less Teflon was on it. So then I had to bring out my backup plan. My backup plan is called Pam. And I would spray. So right now where I'm at is I have to spray my pan down because life took off the Teflon. I have to spray the pan, and now my eggs just slide right on out. And my point to you is God wants you to be distraction proof. He wants you to be offense proof. He wants you to be rejection proof. But you've got to stay oiled up. And you stay oiled up when you're in the presence of God. You stay oiled up when you're in worship and when you're in the Word. And you stay full of Jesus, because life will take your Teflon coating off. And things begin to stick to you, right? And then you get to the point where you got to shake them off. God wants us to be so oiled up with the presence of the Lord. He wants us to stay And you know how you do that? By staying in the Word, by staying in worship, right? And staying in prayer. And then things will slide off. Say, shake it off, slide it off. You got to stay oiled up. Then you're offense proof. Then you're rejection proof. Then you're distraction proof. You know, the number one key to us staying offense proof is knowing who we are in Christ. You won't know who you are in Christ if you're not in the Word. You won't know who you are in Christ if you don't stay in worship. It's in worship and in the Word that God speaks to you. It's in prayer that God speaks to you. So people, I'm telling you, God is just saying, God wants you to come to a higher place in your prayer life. He wants you to penetrate to a higher place. I mean, we're in a different day right now. In America, we're in a different place. We can't get away with the way that we used to pray. No, we got to stay oiled up. Forget the Pam baby. We got to stay oiled up in the presence of God. And I just feel God is saying he's calling you higher in your prayer place. He's calling you higher in prayer for your church. Calling you higher in prayer for your leaders, right? Why? Because we're about to take the city. God's opening big doors. Trust me, the church always, always, always advanced when they were under ungodly leadership. It never advanced when everything's looking all great and good, right? And when we have a whole bunch of stuff going on in our nation, that's when the church is advancing. Amen? And we've got to pray. Do you know we are about to overturn Roe versus Wade? And it's coming down to the states. Did you know that? I was just on a conference call. I'm a part of this group that got started in the last administration. I was just on a conference call with Ben Carson. That man is incredible. He's an incredible, godly man. And I love his testimony way before I was ever a part of this group with him. But things that are happening are amazing. It's the hand of God. And we need to be prayed up and we need to be ready. Amen? Say, God, I'm ready. Say it like you mean it. Say, God, I'm ready. Stay oiled up. Psalms chapter 55, verse 12 to 14. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throng at the house of God. Isn't it true that the times that we get hurt the most are by the people that are closest to us? I want to challenge you. It's never worth it to hang on to anything. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to let that snake bite you. It's not worth it to let that thing stay stuck to you. It's just better to let it slide off. And do you know what? You can't do it in your own self. It takes God. No matter how much I wanted that pan to have the Teflon on it, I had to spray it every single morning. You've got to get in the glory every single day. You've got to declare the word every single day. You know, people that have hurt you and wounded you, a great key is pray for them. Pray for them. Don't pray that God's going to take them out. Don't pray that. That's spiritual witchcraft. You pray that God would bless them. You pray the way that you would want somebody to pray for you. You pray that for them. And you say, well, I don't mean it. Well, you pray it long enough, you will, because God's going to change your nasty attitude. Right? I'm just speaking from experience. God will turn it around. Glory to God. Hebrews 12, 14 to 15. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one should see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. You know, when we go through storms, have you ever noticed? So I pay this company called Natural Lawns of America to make my grass grow. And then I got to pay the other man to come and cut it after it grows. I mean, something's wrong with this system, right? And so, and then I just paid the man to cut my grass, and a storm comes, and the next day I gotta mow it again. And God spoke to me. When we go through storms of life, all kinds of weeds grow overnight. You gotta weed the garden of your heart. And I love this scripture. Don't allow, it's building 329, 429. Ephesians 429, and you know the music group, building 429 is after this scripture. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. So while you're rehearsing it, you're poisoning them and them and them and them with things that come out. Don't poison your spouse. Don't poison your children. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. And you know what? You're listening. You hear yourself, and so does everybody else. But when we keep, when I call it shut the front door. Just shut the front door. Just shut the front door. You know what? We need to edify and have the gift of encouragement. You want a ministry? Encourage people. Encourage people with your words. With the word of God. Declare the word. Amen? So it says, make every effort to live in peace, that no bitter root will grow up and cause trouble and defile many. You're the first one that it defiles. And then everybody else that you're rehearsing it with. So what God wants us to do is he wants us to bring it to the feet of Jesus. And he wants us to curse it. Because we go through stuff in life. We'll go through stuff in life. But God wants us to deal with it the right way, because your reaction determines your destiny. I want to share this. I shared it with the first service. How many of you know that when you are being approached by a lion, what is the proper thing to do? The proper thing to do is stare him down and stand your ground. Now, your reaction will determine your destiny. So if a lion is coming after you, hopefully it never will, and you look at them and you just stand still, stand in position and stare them down, it's not going to have you for lunch. If you run, it's going to have you for lunch. I don't know about you, but I was telling them, I don't even stand, you know, I run from a cockroach and a spider, folks. So I just, by God's grace, I'll never be encountered by a lion. But at least I know that I'm supposed to stand my ground and stare it down. Because your reaction will determine your destiny. I believe that there are situations and circumstances that are really staring you down. And your reaction is going to determine your destiny. And what God wants is God wants you to go higher. You know, God doesn't have a hiring freeze on. He's just looking for qualified applicants. And when you qualify in your heart, when you qualify, see, there's so many people that want to be seen. But God says, I want you to be seen in the secret place. When we're seen by the Father in the secret place, nobody else is around. And do you know what? You know, God, I'm convinced of this. God puts people out front that don't want to be out front, because that was the last thing on my agenda ever, 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 ever. But it's all about your assignment. I'm excited. It's a good day. I'm excited. It's a new level. And I believe that just as Paul persevered through every single storm, just as Paul shook it all off, today, God is going to give you supernatural strength to shake things off, not to let that snake bite you anymore, and also to get to the point, honey, where you just spray down and oiled up every day so it just rolls off of you. Those things that used to get under your skin aren't going to get under your skin. You can stay in the realm of glory. It takes God, but those things slide off of you. Acts chapter 28. If the worship team would come. Acts chapter 28, verse 30 to 31. It says for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. And this is what it said. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God. God's will is for you and me to be bold and without hindrance about our witness, about our testimony, about the things of Christ. To be bold and without hindrance. Paul, when he finally got to Rome, they lost his paperwork. You can read it. And he was on house arrest for 2 years. But what did he do? He kept the main thing, the main thing. The main thing was preaching the gospel without hindrance and to keep boldness. Can I tell you, I witness wherever I go. And there's a place called, it's called the Sweetberry Bowls. I love it, in Virginia Beach, Sweetberry Bowls. And there's a young man that works there. And I've witnessed to him. He prayed the sinner's prayer with me, and I keep asking him to church. So I was back there not too long ago, and I said, you haven't came to church with me yet. And he goes, well, I'm going to church with this guy. And I said, young man, well, what church do you go to? I said, we have a lot of great churches in this area. The church that this guy that was witnessing to all of the staff, it's a cult. And they're being bold about their evangelism. We got to be bold, folks. We got to be bold. We got to be dedicated. We got to be committed. So I want to encourage you today, no matter what circumstance, shake it off. No matter what words, no matter what situation, stay oiled up in the presence of God and let things slide off of you. And be like Paul. Be determined that without hindrance and with boldness, no matter where you go, you're going to function in your call to bring glory to God and boldly declare the gospel. Amen. 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 God bless you. I love you guys.
Praise the Lord. Let's give Danette Crawford a big hand. Praise God. Thank you so much for that word. Can we all stand together? Wow. I don't know about you, but that one got me right here. And